If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey folks, Dan Fro here with your market update for New Year's Eve 2024. So I hope you guys have good plans for this evening. Be safe out there. Be careful. It's a crazy world out there. But why are you here? It's these things over here. So let's get to them. So mortgage rates, they've been basically steady the last couple days, right? Last week, we saw mortgage rates one day move about an eighth of a percent. But the headwinds right now are pretty smooth until about a week or two from now. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, what my expectations are in the next probably 2 to 3 weeks with interest rates. Next year's videos, I'm going to have more content in regards to programs and things like that. But I wanted to get you guys educated on real estate. That was my whole goal in 2024. And now going forward, we have a nice group of people that's watching every day. It's about 10,000 people. And now next year, we're going to move into more content on mortgages and financing and things like that. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have special guests each week as well. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have for today or this week. It's really nothing. Here's with you. Even on Tuesday, the markets are open. I think they close at about 1 o'clock today. So we have really no economic data coming in today. But let's get over to here. Here's the culprit with everything. And I know you guys kind of get sick and tired of me saying this, but you have to understand how mortgage rates work. It's not like, oh, the Federal Reserve changed rates, so now rates meticulously just change. It's based on things like this. It's the national debt. Now, I have an interview with a bond analyst here on CNBC in a second, but I just want to talk about some of the things that's causing this. So here in the next week or two, the government might run out of money. It's right through here. The debt ceiling will reinstate on January 1st. But the big problem is this. Treasury Secretary Yellen says the U.S. may hit its debt limit within weeks. Why? Well, it's all this stuff. You know, the spending, the unnecessary spending that we have, just a couple things that were announced just in the last couple of days is right through here. Biden announces $5.9 billion in Ukraine's final aid push. $5.9 billion with a B. The next thing is we have the student loan debt that I was completely against. And you guys know I'm not trying to hide anything. The reason being is it's not to help the, you know, it wasn't, I don't want to help students. It's right through here. It's going to cost $1.6 trillion. And if the government had it, well, maybe spend it. But the problem with all this is right through here. The government doesn't have it. So we have to keep increasing our credit card. The credit card is coming up for, you know, a ceiling here soon because we're going to be running out of money or even credit debt within the next couple of weeks. So what's the Federal Reserve or federal government to do? That's the problem. So here's how this all works. Okay, so there's a let me do this. Let's go to CNBC. Let's go to this analyst right through here. Let's get his take on this. He actually does this for a living. I'm just a loan officer out here trying to educate you guys. So then when you do decide to buy that first home or maybe a first investment property or even refinance, you reach out to me. So let's get to this this analyst, and he's going to give his take on interest rates for 2025.
Joining us for that is Tom Tesoros, who is Strategus' Securities Head of Fixed Income and Research. Also, he's the lead fixed income portfolio manager there. And Tom, thanks for being with us this morning. What do you think about this?
When they say fixed income portfolio analyst, fixed income basically is our bonds. Okay, they could be corporate bonds, government bonds, mortgage bonds. That's what they talk about. He really doesn't dabble in equities like stocks. So that's one of the reasons why I picked this video to educate you guys today.
Conundrum we've seen in rates, how, you know, the rates have had their own mind. The Fed hasn't really had control here.
Yeah, and this has been a very bad year for the bond market. And it's been a year, in fact, where both bears and bulls have looked like they've been wrong quite a few times along the way. But we would agree fundamentally with why yields are rising at this point in time. But we just think the bond market's getting a little bit ahead of itself. In particular, there's a few headwinds to further increases in yields that are likely to hit in early 2025. And so those headwinds have to be dealt with before yields can keep creeping higher. But fundamentally, it makes sense that yields have crept higher, even as the Fed has cut, because one, the market had priced in too many rate cuts for 2024 and 2025. And two, the market was looking past at that point in time when tens were down to 360, the enormous supply that is going to have to come on board in the next few years as the Treasury, one, continues to finance large deficits, and two, begins to refinance the Treasury bills that the Yellen Treasury had pushed into the market over the last 2 years. So that has to be dealt with. And this is the big reason why yields are rising. But we got to get through this soft patch in the first quarter of 2025 that we think is going to hit. And we also have to get through the debt ceiling increase, which until that debt ceiling is increased, there's going to be a shortage of treasuries entering the market for at least a few months in 2025. We got to get through that too. So shorts are going to have to be very cautious about maintaining positions with yields at these levels, because there's a lot of chance, a lot of risk that yields reverse drastically lower in the next few months.
I mean, I guess the good news is you're not talking about an inverted yield curve, at least between the twos and the tens anymore.
That's correct, especially with the Fed still likely to cut at least two more times next year, likely in March and in June. And even if they only deliver one more cut, you're looking at the Fed funds rate down to 375 to 4, and twos around 4%. So twos, tens spread should still be positive in 2025.
You know, the point you made about Janet Yellen and the treasuries that had been issued to this point, you're saying that that's the biggest reason for the issues right now because of the length of duration?
Well, it is as of today, but if you assume that we're going to be running $1 trillion-plus deficits beyond 2025, right, then eventually, cumulatively, that will overwhelm the T-bill issuance. But we've estimated that between, we'll say, 2022 and end of 2024, the Treasury pumped about $2 trillion of excess T-bills into the market. Those are going to have to gradually be scooped and tossed out to the 5 to 10-year portion of the curve majority. And that is probably a bigger concern for the market right now than deficit next year. The deficit next year should actually come down materially versus 2024. So it's scooping and tossing those bills that's a bigger concern at this point in time.
Big question, though, is what happens with inflation? Is it stickier than had been anticipated? And what about the economy? How does it hang in there? What's your answer on those two fronts?
Well, I think they're going to be working against each other for much of next year. And what we mean by that is that inflation is probably going to be coming down for a little bit next year into, we'll say, end of first quarter. We think inflation is going to trickle a little bit lower, and then it's going to get sticky again around a 2.25 to 2.5. We're kind of there right now. And then during that period, you're also going to see, we believe, a soft patch in the U.S. economy, driven in large part, I think CNBC has written about this recently, credit card debt. It continues to be a drag on the consumer, and that drag hits hardest in the first quarter. So we think there's going to be a soft patch next year. But then, if you assume the economy reaccelerates, inflation is probably going to be going with it higher. So you're probably going to see in the second half of the year, you're going to see inflation trickling back towards 3%. And by the end of next year, it might be above 3% again.
Not a good outlook. So his short term is basically what he said. In the short term, they think yields are going to kind of stabilize and go downwards. And I saw a lot of analysts on YouTube as well saying the same thing. Then they say at the latter part of next year, let's push that away. Let's take that away. So this is, hopefully now you understand why I'm so much against this, and it because it compounds throughout the economy and we pay for it by additional interest credit, you know, basically percentages on our credit cards and things like that, like mortgages, for example. So that's the culprit that we're seeing right now. It's not, you know, a lot of other things. Many times it might be worldwide events and things like that. Right now, it's basically our debt is out of control. The government just kept pumping it in. You heard what he said with Yellen. They pumped in a bunch of money, that excess bonds and things like that. So what happened was the markets were flooded with bond issuance. This is basically debt, government debt, corporate debt, mortgage debt. There's just too much debt out there. So what investors have to pick from is say, okay, I can have a U.S. Treasury bond and it's yielding me 4.5% with 0% risk, or I can take a mortgage bond with some risk. And even if the loan pays off early, you also have that risk as well. Now you have, you know, so what are those spreads need to be? They're estimating in 2025, those spreads are going to start to shrink some. That'll help when it comes to mortgage rates and so forth. So my short-term goals are mortgage rates are going to be a little bit stable, come down somewhat. I'll give you my prediction at the end of this week. I'm just teeing a lot of things up. And I continue to do research daily to find out, you know, the goals and a lot of the data coming in, because we have to have the information from the new administration, how that's going to affect everything as well. So stay tuned, watch daily. You can watch the first 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes of my videos. You'll get a gist of what's going on basically in the real estate market, interest rates. And many times we also go off to the equity markets as well. So let's go over to CNBC, see how it's doing. I honestly have not checked this yet today. Yesterday was kind of a really bad day in equities. They were down, I think, 200, 300, 400 maybe. So we have the Dow Jones up just a tad today. S&P completely flat, NASDAQ flat, Russell 2K flat. The VIX is down back to 16, which is great news for the anxiety levels. Is crypto coming back at all? Well, it's up to 95,000. This was 108,000 not too long ago. And then the infamous oil is up a little bit. I don't like oil above $70 a barrel. It gets more inflationary as we go higher and higher and higher. So that's what we're looking at for today. So right now, the expectations are right through here. The bond market is saying, well, it's basically flat today. When I started the video, we were up about 3 or 4 points. Now we're down about 6 points. So nothing's really going to happen today, folks. Yesterday, we took advantage of some rate and reprieve on interest rates. We locked several people yesterday. Our position probably today is going to be a hold and wait for Thursday's news to come in. So that's our report for today so far. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends. But who am I? What do I do? I told you right before that one video, I'm a loan officer. That's what I do for a living. I'm not a YouTuber. I started doing these videos to teach people about credit, things like that, and it took off. I used to be on Christian radio in Chicago for about 15 years. I would advertise there. I had a show talking about real estate there, and I moved that over to YouTube, and it's been a success thanks to you guys. So if you want to learn more about me, visit me at therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right there. But what we want you to do, what we truly want you to do, is either call us or schedule a one-on-one appointment, because you need to vet us. You need to vet us, and we want to know your story. So how do you do that? You schedule a one-on-one consultation right through here, where you can scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you're going to find our 800 number right there, as well as my email. And if you email me, include your phone number. I'd love to call you and learn your story and help you out as much as I can. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Be safe. Don't start drinking yet. I'll see you back here at the closing bell. Take care. Bye-bye.